صاحب، السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن وسہلن ٹو یو مفتی صاحب، اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹ یو عافیت. دی پلیٹ فارم از یورز مفتی صاحب.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارك الله فيكم على سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي. سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 33 and verses number 53 and verse number 54. Before we start with today's lesson, we should understand the rank, status, manaqib, fadail and virtues and merits of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardah. Chapter 9, verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla praises the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 100. Those who were the first and foremost in embracing Islam. Without a shadow of doubt, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who falls in that category. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْطَلِقُ الْحَقَّ عَلَى لِسَانِ عُمَرْ وَقَلْبِهِ. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala lets the truth flow from the tongue mubarak and the heart mubarak, the honorable heart and blessed heart and tongue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. What Umar said on the Farsh, Allah would send from the Arsh. In Bukhari Sharif is mentioned that وَافَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاثِ. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and the second successor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the demise of the Master alayhi salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, chapter 9 verse 40, ثانيثنين, the second of the two. Thereafter, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, three places he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's do things in this manner. And Almighty Allah revealed the verse what Sayyidina Umar suggested. This is also one of the places and mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. He, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, said, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your honorable wives, their rank and status is so exalted and sublime, and all types of people come to you. They can see your honorable wives, Ya Rasulullah, so I feel that's not right. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala revealed this portion of this verse. See now, chapter 33 and verse 53. Almighty Allah states, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ. And when you, the Ummah, the international followers and believers in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the articles of faith, and when you ask them mata'an, for something, maybe you need something and you're asking them, the honorable wives, spouses, consorts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fas'aluhunna, then you ask them min wara'i hijab. behind the screen, behind the veil, so they cannot see your honorable wives, Ya Rasulullah. Oh, Almighty Allah revealed this verse. Go open Muslim Sharif under the Manaqib and Fadail of Sayyidina Umar, also you will find it. Bukhari Sharif also you will find. So today when we tell our ladies, our daughters, our sisters and the modernists, there is hijab, there is niqab, and hijab is to cover your body and your hair, your head, everything, and there is niqab to cover the face. It's not a figment of our imagination. It's enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 33, verse number 59. Sometime maybe next week we will be discussing it. So we should be very, very clear on these type of issues here. So it is compulsory, parda, hijab, whatever you want to call it, is compulsory for our Muslim ladies. Why? ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنْ. That is purer for you, for your hearts, and for their hearts. Today the Western media and civilization and their capitalistic system, their democratic dispensation and their secularism, all systems of Tawhut and satanic systems, they have destroyed the concept of haya, shame, modesty, morality, and therefore you find that every second, third family has become a dysfunctional family and the divorce rate is spiraling out of control. وَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ, and it is not permissible for you, the Muslims, male or female, adult or children, anybody, أَن تُؤْذُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, that you harm, you hurt, you annoy Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 9, verse 61. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and those people who cause harm to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, for them there will be a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Chapter 9, verse 61, Surah Tawbah. So it's not permissible for any Muslim. في حياة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, during the lifetime of the Master عليه السلام, وبعد وفاته, and even after the demise of the Master عليه السلام. How? Today this ummah causes harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right in Masjid Nabawi, right in the court Mubarak and blessed court of the Master alayhi wa sallam, with the cell phones and the videos and the selfies and laughing and joking. You lose your iman if you're not careful. Chapter 49 verse 2, أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, your actions will go in vain and you will not even perceive it. وَلَا أَن تَنْكِحُوا أَزْوَاجَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَبَدًا, and even after the demise of the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام, it is not permissible for any one of you, the man, to marry them. You can't marry them. Why? وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ, chapter 33, verse number 6, they are our honorable mothers. أم المؤمنين سيدة خديجة الكبرى, أم المؤمنين سيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها, أم المؤمنين سيدة حفصة رضي الله عنها. So for all of them we say رضي الله عنهن أجمعين, that Almighty Allah has elevated their rank and status. They are the most exalted and most sublime among the women. Ya Nisa An-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa, you are not like any other woman. You are the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam. Inna dhalikum kana inda Allahi azima, and if anybody thinks of doing this and you want to do it, then that by Almighty Allah is a major, major crime and a major, major sin. So obviously nobody ever did it. In tubudu shay'an, so if you expose something, that your vices, your sins, your motives, your hidden agenda, or tukfuhu, or you conceal it, what your hidden agenda, ulterior motives are, fa inna Allah kana bi kulli shay'in alima, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all aware of it. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's knowledge, all embracing and all encompassing. Always read Quran Sharif. Study the message of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Study the message of the Messenger Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to humanity and the jinn, and especially to me and you, the believers. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, day 195 of the Gaza genocide and the 8th of Shawwal, 1445. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Israel, the super terrorists, the super murderers, the super occupiers, and the super haramis. And if you don't know what harami means, an illegitimate child. But for Jutlas and their supporters to use illegitimate child is very honorable, so we use the word B, the big B, the super haramis, that's what they are. So they attack Rafah this morning, early part of the morning, and they murdered and killed civilians, remember that, men, women, and babies, and children, and so forth. According to United Nations, from Monday to Wednesday, they murdered and killed more than 100 people there in the Gaza Strip, remember. You know why all this? Because they are totally now, and they are disgraced and humiliated throughout the world. That, imagine, 6.5 months have passed, if you take today, and 195 days, they can't even defeat Hamas. They can't even defeat Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan. They can't even defeat, you must remember, Ansarullah there in Yemen. They can't defeat Iran. So remember this, Shias are kuffar, but we like them in this sense. Whoever attacks the interests of America, whoever attacks the interests of Israel, we will support them. And that is our job. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Verily Allah jalla wala occasionally will help this deen of Islam and religion of Islam through non-Muslims as well. So therefore they are very, very upset. What is happening? We're losing. This occupation of ours has become a burden. Apartheid has become, remember, a huge problem. The world is seeing the super terrorist and super apartheid supporters of Israel and the rogue regime. You know, their minister of finance, Smotrich, he went to lecture somewhere, and the own Jewish people booed him, kicked him off the stage, and told him, you're a disgrace. So that is what's happening to them. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. Among themselves, the war is very, very good, meaning that severe. Good for us that they fight among themselves like cats and dogs, the haramis. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think they're united. Wa qulubuhum shatta. But their hearts and their minds are totally fragmented. Chapter 59, verse 14. 18 Israeli soldiers wounded, 6 of them critical, and so forth. They're our brothers there in Lebanon. There they sorted them out with missiles and so forth. If you study northern Israel, some parts are totally vacant. All the Jutlas, haramis ran away. So remember, I told you, Jutlas, better run now. We're coming to take over the whole of occupied Palestine. Whole historic Palestine is coming back to us. Look at the American haramis from both sides. Remember, Republicans and Democrats, they all, 90%, 80%, are just like prostitutes. Remember that, that Israeli Jutlas and other Jutlas in America, and that have bought them off. Go study everybody's accounts and you will see. So can you believe the slogan around the world, the fragrance of Palestine spreads throughout the world. So these Jutlas, they say they're in United States, they're the Congress and so forth, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. From the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. These haramis in America, in the White House, and wherever else, Joe Genocide, the butcher. So remember, they say it is anti-Semite. Go to hell with your Holocaust. Go to hell with your anti-Semite. We got no time for you, Jutlas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Haaretz newspaper writes, Israel war cabinet has lost control. This is your own newspaper telling you. The U.S. Army tortured prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. So why are they not punished? Why are they not taken to task? When you want a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, then America will veto it on 3 different occasions. And when you are torturing our people, even now, there in Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, the shame and the stain of America from the time of George W. Bush, the war criminal, Bush and Blair, the whiteys can do what they want to. Is that your politics? Is that your human rights? Is that your democracy? Shame on you. You're a disgrace to your country, to your children, and to your country, you haramis. So remember that torturing innocent people, torturing people, Israel detaining people, unprecedented now in any Palestinian they pick up. They say, no, he's a threat, and arrest him. Can be a young boy, young girl, an elderly person, and detention without trial. We know what is apartheid. We know what is detention without trial. You don't have to come teach us. South Africa taught the world what is apartheid. So you Jutlas, your people, apartheid is 100 times worse than the apartheid we experience in South Africa. Pakka haramis you are, and you Americans also. Allahumma jdud wat ataka ala juyush amerikiyin wa israeliyin wa a'da'id-deen. Ya Allah, you punish these Americans and you punish these Israelis and their armies and all these puppets of theirs, the Europeans and Indians and whoever else supporting them in the world. Decimate and destroy them, O beloved Allah. So we must speak the truth and not curry favor with anybody. Israel might attack Syria again so that they want to kill people who are Iranians who are prowling the streets and offices there in Syria. So that is, you must remember, on the cards. 50 Jutlas committed suicide on the 7th of October. I sent it out yesterday. Because when our brothers came from Gaza, so they thought that they're going to kill them and so forth. Their army went mad. They were started killing the Jutlas. So these 50 Jutlas said, better than Hamas take us as captive, and better than our own people kill us. So they committed suicide. So remember, that is what's happening in the world. The Western media, harami media, Zionist controlled media will not speak of this. We give you the alternate news without fear and favor with references there. The world says 50,000 Russians killed in Ukraine. There it is day 784. And here in Gaza is day number 195. But you can call it 50,000 died Russians. How many died in Ukraine? Over 100,000, 150,000. You lost the war. Everybody's admitting to that. Your millions and billions and trillions of dollars and pounds and whatever, all gone to waste. And Ukraine is a disaster for America and Europe. Israel is turning out to be a disaster for them. Trump says, finish them up. Trump, you must shut your mouth. Remember, you don't know how many places you put your rifle there. Look at how you are sitting there. And the 7 jurors are now discussing you. That what, whether you are guilty of busy creating a storm with Stormy Daniels. And you know Biden also another harami. And biggest harami is Congress. Congress tells these puppets what to do in front and so forth. So United Nations today will pass the verdict whether Palestinians will receive a full state, a status and membership in United Nations or no, or will America veto it again? This veto has become a playing thing, you know, that whenever they want to, they can use it. So Russia uses it. Also, whenever they want to pass something, so they use it. All become haramis then. They all use it for their hidden agenda. Spain is pushing to recognize Palestine and telling the European countries you must do so. Israel, very upset, go to hell. Qatar is reassessing its mediating role. That they say we are being now, you know, criticized, condemned. They're saying we are too close to Hamas and so forth and so. Everyone is politician. Qatar gives Americans and Israel gas. Qatar, in the words of George Galloway, is just a gas station. You know how small that country is. In one day you can visit the whole country. So you must remember that it's just a gas station. So now it gives everybody gas, like, you know, free of charge discount prices, and is very wealthy. So when you're very wealthy, they don't love you, they love your money. Remember that. The Saudi's deputy defense minister is in Pakistan to study and to arrange with Pakistan's security projects. The Saudis got all the money, but no brains, remember that. First thing the foreigner learns when he enters Saudi, guys come from Philippines, guys come from this country, that country, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, India, wherever, Bangladesh. First word they learn a Saudiyin, la mukhalahum, la mukhalahum. No brains they got. That's the first word they learn. So remember, see, no brains. That they got money, they got the arms, ammunition, they don't know how to use it. The Pakistanis must come in the front line and teach them all. It suits Pakistan fine. That they will get paid millions and billions of dollars, and the army rules Pakistan. You know Pakistan, Choro ki hukumat, the bunch of crooks running the whole show there. Saudi Arabia's first Arabic grand opera. I'm a UMBS, I'm telling you now, you got enough chamchas and sidekicks and spies in South Africa. And they will tell your embassy and they'll tell you, I told you MBS, I told you MBZ, both of you are pakka murtads. MBS of Saudi, murtad bin shaitan. MBZ of Dubai and so forth, Emirates, and murtad bin zindiq. See what happens now? So remember, Dubai, absolute chaos. The restaurants are closed at one of the busiest airports in the world. And now they're drinking water from the duty-free shops and so forth. And the food is running short. There are people stuck there in Dubai. And for 24 hours, 20 hours, 17 hours. And they're all complaining now. No service. Guys are at the wrong airport. They had connecting flights and so forth and so on. You want to play with the clouds, cloud seeding. In one day, Allah sends so much rain that you never saw for the past 75 years. Wake up, smell the coffee, you haramis. You thought you're going to build a temple for the idol worshippers, Hindus, and you're going to call Modi the butcher of Gujarat. You thought that you are going to make peace with Israel. Allah will punish you in such a way, your whole Dubai will be flattened in few seconds. Remember that. And you, Saudi Arabia, you're going the same way. Saudi Arabia's first Arabic grand opera. Everything A to Z haram about this. The women half naked will be there. The men will be there. Saudi Arabia is progressing. The 2030 Expo will come. The 2034 World Cup will come. All haram dandas from day to day one. All this. That whole NEOM project, absolute disaster. Remember that. $500 billion gone to waste and so forth. Shell destroyed the thousands of people's livelihood in Nigeria. That's all the whiteys are interested in, the Westerns. How much money we can make in minimum time. All this, that they are human rights and democracy, in the words of George Galloway, is lipstick on a pig. And they are pigs, what they are. So you must remember that when you murder innocent babies and children, and you murder innocent women and so forth, you rape them and so forth, and you justify it. So what must we call you? Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adal. They are like animals, remember that. Worse than animals, Quran teaches us. Let's give you some local news. The DA is warned, yesterday, citizen, it would lose many, many Muslim votes. We told you Muslims and people of conscience, to vote for the DA is a haram vote, is a vote for genocide. If you got through Iman and Islam, if you're a sellout or you're a fence sitter, so remember that people who sit on the fence are committing a major, major offense. We got enough of them in South Africa. Zuma's name will appear on the ballots. MK firing on all cylinders. Zuma laughing all the way. Zuma, Jacob Zuma. So they say we must make him Muslim. So I said, if we make him Muslim, I'm going to call him Yaqub Juma. You understand? We got a lot of Juma brothers also. So we will call him Yaqub Juma. We want to make him Sulman. What you say, Jacob? So that is Zuma. He's smiling all the way. So he'll be there on the ballot. Now listen carefully what I'm saying. Today in South Africa is the 8th of Shawwal, okay? In most countries of the world, today, the Thursday, is 9th of Shawwal. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nikah mubarak, with Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhumah, with Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha took place. Remember, on the 10th of Shawwal, go open Tirmidhi, the nikah of Shawwal is mentioned. Go open Mirqat by Mullah Ali Qari, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif, 10th of Shawwal is mentioned. So those of you in majority of the countries, Saudi Arabia, Arab countries, America, Europe, whatever, and today by you is 9th, so tonight will be the 10th of Shawwal. Tomorrow, Friday, will be 10th of Shawwal. So why you don't get your son, your daughter, grandchildren married tonight? Why you not perform the nikah tomorrow? Subhanallah. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately, yuhbibukum Allah, Allah's beloved. Beloved you will become. Allah will make you your base beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. We are human beings. We got weaknesses. Every person who's sane and mature and alive today is a sinner. There's no person who can say he's not a sinner. So we all are sinners. But Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. So we urge the Ummah, tonight perform your nikah. Tomorrow, Friday, perform the nikah. If tonight is the 10th of Shawwal, tomorrow is 10th of Shawwal, in your part of the world, for you South Africans, Southern African, our neighboring countries, Mauritius, where Saturday is the 10th of Shawwal, so Friday night you perform the nikah of your children, grandchildren, Saturday you perform the nikah, and any nikah announcement you got, please send it to us today, tomorrow between 10 and 10:30 Friday morning, then we have the nikah announcements by Mona Zahid Khan, inshallah al-Aziz. So we don't want to come to your nikah, we just want to announce it, to revive the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith in Tirmidhi, a'alinun nikah, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, and perform your nikah in the masjid. So mashallah, they just sent us on our number 084-786-3132. Junaid Mota, if you're getting any nikah invites there and announcements there and so forth, just forward it to Mawlana Zahid Khan or forward it to me, and then we will sort it out, and tomorrow Mawlana will announce it. G Mawlana, we have 15-16 minutes, inshallah.
Iftisab, I'm a divorcee. Can my son marry my current husband's daughter?
So let's get things properly in proper perspective. You must remember that. So you and your husband were married. You must just see, Mona, if I understood everything properly, please. So number one, you and your husband were married. Allah alone knows what happened. The marriage turned sour. Your husband then divorced you. So your daughter, so she's saying her daughter, Mawlana, this lady who's divorced is her daughter.
I said, can my son?
Okay,
marry?
So you're the divorced lady, her son. Now her son wants to marry who?
The current husband's daughter.
When she say current husband, so's daughter. So meaning that you remarried. And when you remarried, so then your husband came with his son and from his previous marriage. So then you must remember that your daughter and his son, so his son and your daughter are total ajnabi to one another. They are strangers to one another. They can get married. And in today's tafsir, you're going to do that between 105 and 130. You must remember that. The masla of Rabiba and all these type of things. So yes, it's like Mera, Apna, Temai. Mera, Tera, or Hamara. So you came with your lot of children, he came with his lot of children, and now you're going to make your own children. So mashallah, so his daughter can marry your son, all permissible, no problem.
Isar, I want to ask you a silly question out of curiosity. You have never been to a rave club, but you are able to tell us what happens inside. Is it not true that you have to verify something before speaking about it? So have you attended to any of these events?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I never attended all these places in my life, but when something comes to you, khabar mutawatir, it's not a silly question, it's a good question. Wa husnu su'alin nisful ilm. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good questions, remember, a half the knowledge. Go open Mishkat Sharif. So, my answer to you, when something is there, you must remember khabar mutawatir. You, the brother, sister who asked this question, I'm asking you, have you been to New York? You've been to London? You've been to Australia? You've been to New Zealand? No. Most countries you haven't been to, but you accept it is there. So you accept it. So if I use the same argument against you, why? Because the information we get is 100% in this sense, million, billion people are telling you about it. So similarly, you must remember, we haven't been to all these haram places and so, but I do a lot of reading with Allah's help. When I pick up something, I read the whole thing, everything that comes. You must remember that, your music and what and which shaitan is busy and that. Now I told you about the Saudi opera is going to take place, the biggest Arabic opera and all. What the hell I have to know what is an opera? When I went to Sydney, they took me past the opera house and all these things there. My brother Mahmoud Surti Twiggy took me, he said, there's that opera house. I said, go to hell, we're not interested in these things there. So, you know, and all. So my brother, I haven't been. But once you know that this is mentioned by every media, so then we accept it. So it's not we come here on air and speak from our pocket, brother. So remember that the Saudi Arabia rave shows and crave shows and haram shows, all haram, and MBS is a murtad. And if you got shak in that and doubt in that, then you also are murtad and out of the fold of Islam.
Mufti Saab, can we adopt a child of another race group, or do we have to stick to the same?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra, that when you are born, then Allah Ta'ala gives every baby, every child, that capacity and that ability that to remain on Islam, the natural disposition is Islam. But as he or she grows up, then the environment, the parents, and so forth, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهُوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ, they, the parents, make him a Jutla and a Jew or a Christian or a fire worshipper, Zoroastrian, and so forth, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So you normally adopt babies and children, remember, 3 days old, 3 months old, like that, 3 years old, whatever it is, 5 years. So in that case, they all are Muslim, so you give them nice Muslim name and so forth. However, when you adopt, there are three issues. You must be extremely circumspect and careful. You cannot name the baby on your surname or your name. So the adopted father, parents, you understand, surname, all haram. Chapter number 33, verse 5. Ud'uhum li'aba'ihim wa aqsatu indallah. Call them, the adopted children, by their biological father's name. That's compulsory. But you don't know the father's name then. Fa'illam ta'alamu aba'ahum fa'ikhwanukum fiddin. Then say Yusuf, the son of Islam, Yunus, the son of Islam, Zainab, the daughter of Islam, Jamila, the daughter of Islam, words like that you use. Second one, they will not inherit. They're not heirs. Adopted children don't inherit. So remember, after burial, funeral expenses, we have the debts of the deceased, personal, business, corporate debts, then wasiyah. Wasiyah to bequeath maximum 1/3 of the net estate, you can bequeath for them. 10%, 20%, 25%, 1/3. That's your prerogative. But they're not heirs. Third one, when that boy grows up. So now he is now 10, 11, 12, 13. So between him and the adopted mother, the laws of parda and hijab will apply. When your daughter who you adopted, when she reaches the age of 8, 9, 10, the laws of parda and hijab will apply between you and the adopted father and the adopted daughter. Unless your wife, she breastfed the baby when the baby was less than 2 years old, then you, the adopted parents, now become the foster parents, then the laws of hijab all will fall away. So these are three issues you must be aware and you must take into consideration.
Should I give my inheritance away after I received it to avoid fights in my family? So, they believe I am not the rightful owner of this inheritance.
Remember that. Why should you wait for your father's death or demise or your mother's death and so forth? So in your lifetime, say that, see, go to your father, go to your mother, that father, abi, ummi, that these are your assets. My suggestion is this, that give it to my brother, give it to my sister, and so forth, and don't give me, I am well to do, and I don't want no fighting, no nothing, and so forth, and so on. And in that way there, you must remember, you forfeit your rights during your lifetime, and then they will give it. So, but you are doing this willingly, not out of duress and pressure and so. So that is one scenario. Second scenario, after death, you call the heirs and you say these are the shares. And after burial expenses, deaths of deceased, wasiya, what they bequeath to the beneficiaries. Now we are the heirs and these are our shares. But I am prepared, I'm the owner of my share, but I'm prepared to give it to you, my brother, my sister, and so forth. I don't want it. I did the same thing. My father's estate was very small, comparative, not millions and billions and all this thing. I just gathered our family, and I said, see, I don't want nothing in the shop, I don't want the houses, I don't want nothing, although certain things were my share. I said, you'll keep everything, give me daddy's watch and daddy's raincoat. So I took my father's watch and raincoat and I walked out. You understood? So my nephews and nieces say, you walked out, but you are the richest guy in the family. So I say, when you put your trust in Allah, Allah will make you the richest. You see that? So you must understand these things here. That is very good, but the condition is that there must be no duress and nobody puts a gun at your head. It's done willingly and sincerely during lifetime or after the death of your beloved father, mother, or whoever the disease is.
Mufti Sahab, which fruits are not halal, as I went into a shop and found halal stickers on many fruits? So must oranges be approved by halal companies before we can eat it?
You know, when you go in the plane, so listen to this. So I should travel so much, you know, so till 2020 with Allah's help. Now we sit quietly at home. Local is lekker. You pick up a toothpick, can you believe, a toothpick, and you will find a halal logo on it. You pick up water, you will find a halal logo on it. I'm telling you now, not only South Africa, the whole wide world, remember that. A-W-W-W got a lot of meaning. So we said whole, W-H-O-L-E, wide world, triple W. Whole wide world, remember this halal certification, halal organization, are scholars for dollars, and it's just a money-making scheme. Their halal logos are not worth the paper on which it's written. Today is Thursday. Tuesday afternoon, between 2:30 and 3, a Jamaat from Malaysia came here. Long story, I will tell you about it Monday, inshallah. Very interesting. Between 2 and 2:30, what transpired, what happened. So I told them I came to Malaysia 2-3 times. They asked me when, and long story. So I said, yeah, I see you got the Jakim, Jakim. So they started laughing. I say, you know me, I don't trust any one of them. So they just kept quiet. The Jamaat brothers, they don't speak much of these type of things. So anywhere in the world you go, you must be sure it's halal. Never trust this halal logos. For oranges, halal. Bananas, halal. Potatoes, halal. Tomatoes, halal. What are you trying to do? You are giving yourself away. All your rainbow chicken and other chicken, all haram also. So remember this. It's just money-making scheme. Without exception, remember that. Anywhere in the world you go. So you can quote my fatwa in any part of the world.
Mufti Sahab, Why a woman not allowed to wear parda in ihram?
You see, when you study Islam selectively, then you come to all these crazy conclusions. When you study Islam holistically, then you will understand. So what you did is you went to Bukhari Sharif and you read the hadith of Umme Atiyah. We all women must go for Eid Salat. We must go, you know, it's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. You forgot everything else what the Quran mentioned. Quran said, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ Stay glued to your homes. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahabiya that you must stay, go to your home and read Salat. You will get more thawab than reading behind me in Masjid Nabawi. Hadith Sahih, remember in Targhib wa Tarhib and of Umme Humayda Sa'idiyah. So what you did, you went to Kitabul Hajj of Bukhari and they asked Nabi alayhi salatu salam, what must we wear? For the women, Nabi alayhi salam said, وَلَا تَلْبَسُوا الْقُفَّازَيْنِ You ladies must not wear gloves in ihram. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَنْتَقِبُوا الْمُحْرِمَ The lady must not wear, you understand, niqab while she's in ihram. So you only saw this hadith. Everything else, your eyes were closed. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, when the men used to pass us, we, the Aswaji Mutahharat, we made sure our faces and all that were covered and so forth. Go open Abu Dawood. Asma binti Yazid, that radiallahu anha sahabiya says, when the strange men used to pass us, Nukhambiru hujuhana, open Mu'atta Imam Malik. So remember, it's haram for a lady to expose her face any time, whether Makkah, Medina, or in any part of the world, in front of ajanib, in front of the strange man. Allah's curse is on you when you do these type of things. Yeah? And remember, the face is mamba'ul jamal. It is the headquarters of beauty. Have you got no shame that you are there in Makkah and you're exposing your face? And that is what MBS has done. He has removed parda, hijab, everything. Therefore, is murtad 1,000 times. So you must remember, not only cover your face. You South African ladies and Hanafi ladies throughout the world, is not permissible for you to go to Makkah and you just walk around bare feet and so forth. You're performing tawaf of Umrah, you're performing Nafil Tawaf, voluntary Tawaf, you're performing Tawaf of Hajj, your toes and heels are touching the strange men, the men are touching you. So where is your ghairat and your sharam and your haya and your modesty? Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 22, verse number 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Whosoever makes intention of any deviation, any zulm and oppression, in the Haramul Makki, Makkah is Haram, Mina is Haram, Muzdalifah is Haram, M33M is Haram, you make intention and you practice on it, we will punish you a horrible, terrible punishment, chastisement. Wake up, O Ummah. Islam is not studying 1-2 hadith. We're in this field for 50 years. So remember, we don't speak from our pocket. Everything I speak, I give you a reference and so forth. Absolutely haram for you to open your face and so forth and come tell me hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So you must, everything else you forgot. And it's not permissible for you that you ladies run around there and you touch the toes and other heels of the men and that. So where's your sharam and haya? Ittaqillah, fear Almighty Allah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ When he's told to people today, fear Allah, then they say, AK talk nonsense, the Maulvis talk nonsense. أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ Their pride gets the better of them and they commit the vices. فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ Then they land up in Jahannam. وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ That's Quran. So be very, very careful. Stop playing with the Sharia and picking and choosing. We're not running a supermarket. Yeah, this is Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً Enter into Islam in its totality, entirety. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.